Nolte, 21-point shift away from Biden with non-white vote after Kamala pick. By John Nolte on August 17, 2020. A CNN poll taken between August 12 and 15, 3 days immediately after Joe Biden chose Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, as his running mate, shows not only a tightening of the overall race, but a 21-point shift away from Biden with non-white voters. Overall, in CNN's previous poll, which was taken more than 2 months ago in early June, President Donald Trump was down 14 points to Biden, 55-41%. In this latest poll of 987 registered voters, there was a 10-point swing against Biden. The race is now within the margin of error of 4 points. Biden leads by just 50-46. In the deeper numbers, though, we discover a whopping 21-point shift away from Biden with non-white voters. In early June, with this group, Biden led Trump 74-21%. In this latest poll, and again all of it taken between August 12 and 15, all of it taken after Biden's much-ballyhooed August 11 announcement he was going with Kamala. All of it taken after fake news outlets like CNN met the announcement with 24/7 gushing. The non-white vote moved away from Biden by a full 21 points, and now sits at 63 points for Biden and 31 points for Trump. So what's going on here? Is Harris proving to be a drain on Biden's left flank? Especially with Black, Hispanic, and other racial minorities? If I ever use the phrase people of color, feel free to light my house on fire with me in it. There's no question Biden is worried about the Black vote. If I ever capitalize Black, you'll find charcoal lighter in a shed next to the house. Come on, Biden is not sitting down with the repulsive Cardi B, as he ignores the media and the media allow it, because he believes he has the Black vote all sewn up. The average of the national polls show Biden winning by a pretty safe margin this November. Nevertheless, his and his campaign's behavior reveal a candidate who still needs to pander to the base. At this point, Biden should be reaching out to the political middle. Instead, the documented racist is eating up precious time securing his left flank. Here's an interesting question. Why would Kamala be popular with Black voters in 2020 as a vice presidential pick when she wasn't popular with Black voters while she was running for the top job last year? One 2019 poll showed Kamala's support with Black voters had imploded to just 1%. That's not a typo, 1%. Further, this poll was taken when Harris was the last remaining Black person in the primary race. Basically, 99% of Black voters chose a white person over Kamala. There have been other polls that show Biden struggling with the Black vote. The media elite are eager to dismiss those polls. But again, the Biden campaign's actions tell us they believe those polls. We will need to see more polling on Harris before we can say for sure she's a drag on the Biden ticket. And we also need to consider something else that might be hurting Biden. This outgoing, some 70 days now, political violence and criminal violence in Democrat-run cities that shows no sign of abating. It is urban residents and urban businesses primarily targeted by the left-wing terrorists in Black Lives Matter and Antifa. And that means Black residents and Black businesses are disproportionately targeted. And what has Biden said or done in defense of Black Americans trapped in this nightmare? Nothing. He has said nothing. Biden refuses to condemn the violence. And in his own subtle way, he, just like the establishment media and elected Democrats, is encouraging this violence. Back in July, when he had the opportunity to condemn the violence, specifically the tearing down of public monuments, Biden sided with the terrorists without condemning the terrorism. I think the idea of bringing down all those Confederate monuments to Confederate soldiers and generals who strongly supported secession and the maintenance of slavery, and going to war to do it, I think those statues belong in museums, Biden said. This wave of left-wing terrorism and the criminal violence might be popular with the extremists in Biden's party. And it is certainly popular with the establishment political media. But I doubt it's all that popular in the predominantly Black urban areas that, day in and day out, have to live with it, along with a demoralized and diminished police department. Black America was thriving under Trump and his policies. Black unemployment hit a record low, wages were finally rising. School choice had a friend in the White House, and now, thanks to these stupid lockdowns, not the virus, the lockdowns, the left-wing riots, and the Democrats' assault on law enforcement, all of that is gone. The blame for this belongs solely to Democrats. And Joe Biden's silence is nothing short of complicity. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.